13. Investigating the Others. Mario, May 2180, Gliese 54. This time I was lucky. Unlike Beta Hydri and Zeta Tucani, Gliese 54 was untouched. I had no clue about what might determine the course of whatever beings had stripped the two other systems. If they traveled as a single unit, and they were traveling in a straight line, they might never meet up with any of us. My concern was that if they were mining that much metal, they were probably building something. The obvious answer to that would be more of them, and that would be bad. This was not a particularly interesting system. The primary was a small K, almost a red dwarf. It had a single, lonely planet orbiting in close and a bunch of space junk. Of course, space junk was what I needed. Although the overall metallicity of the system was low, most of it hadn't aggregated into planets. The manufacturing process was routine, even if I only had memories of having done it once as Bob 1 in Epsilon Eridani. It took a couple of months to build and deploy the space station. Once it was up, I squirted every bit of information I had on the others back to Bill. The station had the added bonus that I would be able to transmit to it from any of the stars in the immediate area, and it would relay my messages to Epsilon Eridani. I also decided that I didn't want to be alone. So, I started construction of 4 more Bobs. Bashful, Dopey, Sleepy, and Hungry all agreed to accompany me to deal with the potential threat. Yes, they named themselves after dwarves, and yes, it was pointed out at some length that there was no Hungry in the original crew. Hungry didn't care. Apparently I can be very perverse. And stubborn. Anyway, there's that joke about the 50 dwarves. We sat around the desk in my treehouse sipping tropical drinks with little umbrellas. Except Hungry, who refused to go along with the theme. He had a coffee. I suggested we rename him Surly and received a middle finger for my trouble. Sleepy opened the discussion.
We have to figure out the vector and size of the invasion or infestation or whatever it is. Is it heading for Earth or away?
And what they're doing with all that metal, if they're building more ships, it must be a massive fleet. How would we not see them coming? Dopey looked around at us, palms up. And all the, food. Yeah, I nodded slowly. We have no information, really. We have to find them. And we have to get a report back without becoming part of their harvest. Their ants are surprisingly efficient. I've learned several things from them, which I've already squirted back Billward. There was silence around the table as everyone digested this.
So, we each pick a system outward and head there, Sleepy said. We should keep a transmission channel open at all times so we'll have a record if one of us disappears.
Yes, I nodded. The open line should run all the way back to Bill. If necessary, stop and build a relay station. Keep up a constant stream of commentary and observations and send regular differential backups, just in case. Sleepy took a sip of his drink before responding.
Sounds like a plan.
Although I don't like the implications. If I get taken down, the Bob that gets restored won't really be me.
What, you're positing a soul now for us?
Hungry, rolled his eyes.
Every time the crew of Star Trek transported, they faced the same philosophical question.
Sleepy rolled his eyes back at Hungry in exaggerated mockery.
Again with the fictional TV series. Is that where you get all your life lessons?
Hungry frowned.
Well, you should know, shouldn't you?
Children, am I going to have to separate you? I glared around the table.
Can we focus on the planet-destroying, rampaging alien what's-its for now?
Sleepy and Hungry both looked embarrassed. After a moment of silence, I continued. I would also suggest that we have some kind of self-destruct capability built in. Maybe a dead man trigger. Personally, I don't want to have to feel myself being slowly disassembled if I get caught, and I certainly don't want it or them to learn anything from me.
Wow, this is getting morbid.
I don't quite feel so negative about the backups now.
I chuckled. So let's pick our destination systems, put together a working comms link, and get this show on the road.